This is the Good Neighbor Podcast, the place where local businesses and neighbors come together. Here's your host, Cabo Jim Schaller.
Welcome, good neighbors, to episode number 100 of the Good Neighbor Podcast, Estero. Today we have good neighbors Brandon and Brittany Webb from Crave Cookies in Naples and Estero. Welcome.
How are you doing?
I am doing awesome. How about you guys? You're making me hungry now.
Excited to be here.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Yeah. Why don't we start off by, why don't you share a little bit about what you guys do over at Crave Cookies?
Yeah, so we offer gourmet cookies. We always offer our award-winning chocolate chip cookie. We rotate out the other five flavors and also offer a wide selection of loaded sodas, which are kind of new for the area. But if you like sodas, beverages, it's a great way to kind of enhance your typical soda.
Interesting, interesting. So how did you get involved in the cookie and soda industry?
Good question. We spent many years just being customers of these various like cookie, you know, franchises and little cookie shops. I'm originally from Salt Lake City, which is where a lot of them started, coincidentally. And then when we moved out here a few years back, there wasn't very many options. And we just thought, hey, why not open the one that we like the most and bring it to Southwest Florida? And that's kind of how it started.
Interesting. Interesting. So what brought you to Southwest Florida?
Oh, well, the weather.
Right.
We were done with the snow.
We were also starting our family. So we have a young son, and we thought it was a great area to be, nice and safe. I know it's a great place to raise and start our family too.
Right. I'm originally from the Midwest. Same thing. The weather's too cold and people are nicer down here, right?
It is. You can't complain with like a 70 degree winter.
Yeah.
Right. Right. It might get down to 50. I don't want to be a little cold.
Yeah.
No snow shoveling, no. That's for sure.
Yes.
So we've all had some type of maybe challenge along our journey that we can look back at now and kind of look back and say, you know what? I'm not glad I went through it, but maybe I'm in a better place because of it. Is there something that happened along your journey?
I would probably just say the overall time we spent to get this up and running. I think we bought this franchise and got started almost a year and a half ago. So it's taken a long time for us to finally get here and open the door. Like our first location in Estero opened 2 months ago, and we just barely opened Naples this past weekend. So it's been a long road getting here, a lot of delays with construction and permitting and whatnot. But we are finally here, and it's good now that we're up and running.
It's the other side of the business, other than just making cookies, that it can be difficult. And when it's out of your control, that's even more difficult. We're permitting and waiting on construction people and things like that.
Oh, for sure.
Absolutely. So are there any maybe myths or misconceptions around the cookie industry that we can kind of clean up for our customers or our listeners?
I would say I feel like a lot of people think that they, you know, like, why go out for cookies? They can make cookies at home. But the great thing about our cookies is you can come out and try so many at once. The time and money it would take for you to kind of put all of these things together. It's just not realistic for someone to make six batches of something every single week. And so I would say that's one thing, right? Like these very much aren't the cookies you make at home, but I think that's what makes them so special and unique.
Well, and then you mentioned you have the soda side of things too, which is extra unique, right?
Yeah, definitely unique for this area. We have a good selection of different sodas, purees, syrups. We have, creams and fresh fruit juices. So we have some pre-suggested mixes you can do, or you can totally customize and build your own thing. So people have been really receptive to them so far. And we've, even in our Naples location, I've seen people come in like all 3 days we've been open so far and come to get a drink because they love them so much.
That's I love that. Oh, so you got the little kids that hit every flavor on the machine and
yeah, it's kind of like that, but yeah, exactly. Glorified.
I don't know what that's. Sometimes they come up with the combos and they work out for some reason.
It's true.
Are you seeing any trends within the industry as far as maybe the people that are coming in or the products you guys are serving?
Trends?
I would say I have been surprised. Like, I was thinking our customer base would skew really young, but we have actually had, it probably helps that our Estero location is across from Lee Health, but we have people of all ages that are so excited for our cookies and have become, you know, regular recurring customers, which I have been surprised by. But yeah, I think overall, like elsewhere, probably cookies skew a little bit younger, but yeah, we have been so surprised that people of all ages love these cookies.
So are you seeing people come in for certain events, birthday parties, things along those lines?
Yeah, we've had a few events. I mean, we've only been open for a couple of months total, but I mean, we've done some events for FGCU. We did a grand opening for a car wash, El Car Wash, was that a week ago, 2 weeks ago, mm-hmm. At both of their Fort Myers and Naples locations. So we've had people come in. A lot of times it'd be like in the, you know, early afternoon, offices will come and order a bunch of cookies for, you know, all their employees. So we see that a lot. And yeah, it's been good.
Yeah.
They need that afternoon sugar rush, right?
It's a nice
pick me up.
Get you through the work day.
But yeah, we do have some really great like catering party options. We have a side of the corporate website that spells it all out very nicely. But yeah, we do cookies for really any event. We've got specific flavors we offer, but you can kind of customize as well. So yeah, really great options. And we've also started featuring cookie cakes, which are really fun, a great way to kind of share our amazing chocolate chip recipe with a, you know, large group format setting more so.
Is that more of a bite size or is that like a full size cookie? No, or
full size, yeah. Cake.
Okay. Yeah. Interesting. Very nice. So do you have a favorite cookie?
Mine, I typically like the peanut butter based ones. And we've got, I think, about 140, 150 cookies that rotate through the menu and they keep coming up with new flavors. But mine is the Fluffer Nutter Butter. It has a marshmallow and a peanut butter based cookie. That's, I think, probably my personal favorite.
Yeah. And my favorite is the Scotch-a-Rookie, which is a butterscotch rice crispy peanut butter combination. So we had probably our second week that we had the Estero location open and customers were really receptive to it. And I have so many people already asking, you know, when it's coming back next, which we are patiently waiting for that as well. Yeah.
Right. Got to keep them waiting a little bit sometimes. But that's, I love that. So is there maybe one thing that our listeners don't know about Crave Cookies that they should know?
I think a lot of people think that, oh, it's just another, you know, cookie store. I mean, when we first moved down here, there wasn't really any of these cookie options that we were aware of. But then a couple of the other competitors have come around since. And so now there are a few more options than there was a few years ago. You know, we're not all the same, which I think is what some people typically will just think, like, oh, it's just another one. I think we are a little bit different. Everything that we make is, you know, from scratch, it's in store, it's fresh. We bake it and make it every single day, which is nice. We don't have things shipped here from like a corporate website where we just throw it in the oven. So it does take a lot of work. Our bakers are definitely put to work every day, every morning. And yeah, I think we are just a little bit different. And I think our cookies are maybe slightly more, you know, or at least they're more like the gourmet, unique side.
Yeah. I mean, a lot of our cookies are filled. Like this week we have one with a full Oreo in the middle. We've got a lot you know, so there's a lot mixed in, they're filled, they're topped. So yeah, a lot goes into each and every cookie. And I think you'll find that they're a little bit more ornate than some of the competitors.
Interesting. Now you're making me hungry. Thanks, guys. I want a cookie. I want a cookie. Yeah. How would our listeners go about getting a hold of you guys?
So probably the best way is on the Crave Cookies app. You can see the cookie lineup every week that changes on Fridays. You can place orders. We do delivery like through DoorDash, or just follow us on Instagram or Facebook. We have like the corporate website, which is like Crave Cookies, but we also have our own for both of our locations down here, Southwest Florida, which is Crave Cookies at
_SWFL.
Yes. And so you'll see, you know, what we're doing each week, every day, if there's any promotions or events, we try to like keep it up to date and post about that.
Very nice. Well, Brandon and Brittany, thank you for being such good neighbors, and we welcome you to the community, and thank you for what you do. And I'm going to stop by because I'm going to get some cookies.
Yeah, come by. We'll hook you up.
I know a guy. I know a guy.
Yeah, you do. You know a guy.
Thanks, guys.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to the Good Neighbor Podcast, Estero. To nominate your favorite local businesses to be featured on the show, go to gnpestero.com. That's gnpestero.com. Or call 239-296-2621.